oftentimes home sellers by owners will tell me that they're actually uncomfortable with the follow-up process. The buyer came through their home on Tuesday at 4 o'clock. They were there for a half hour. If they want to make an offer, they'll come forward, says the buy owner. And or they came to your Sunday open house, and they were there for an hour. And again, the seller says, I don't want to bother them. I don't want to seem intrusive. And I don't want to seem like I'm overly anxious. However, if you're the listing agent, this is the job you signed up for. And I'm really going to encourage you to follow up with the buyer. And after you've done it, I promise you're going to feel good that you did, that you're going to learn something about why people don't like the property. They might say something about the price, or you might just find that person you can invite back for a second showing or get them to move forward. Or you're going to find they go, oh, you know what? I had a couple questions for you. I've been meaning to call you. So you're going to find a lot of benefit, a lot of satisfaction in making that call. Now, it was very important when they booked that appointment, that first appointment, that you obtained their telephone number. And of course, when they were at your property, you paid attention to what kind of car they drove, because you are letting strangers into your home. But you know, you can minimize any risk because you simply get people's phone numbers. You can call them back to verify the appointment and things of that nature. But and also because you've got to follow up with them. And ideally, you're saying to everybody, just for safety procedures, as I'm selling my house on my own, I ask everybody for an email confirmation. So may I have your email address, and I can send you a confirmation as to what our, you know, home address is in our maybe our flyer on the property. But because you want that email address when you want to follow up with them later, and to be able to, in case there's a price change on the home or something like that. And so in any case, you're now ready to call the person who's been at your house. Tuesday night, they were there for an hour. Sunday, they came to your open house, whatever it was, but they did not come forward with an offer. It's been 2 weeks. Hopefully, you only wait 3 or 4 days for this, actually. Don't wait too long because they'll forget about you. So you know, you simply go, hello, this is Bob. And about a day or two ago, you viewed my home on blank address. And we're the ones that had the rose garden out front, or the three-car garage, or the great view. Help jog their memory, and hopefully they say something like, oh yeah, you know, I remember the house well. Now, if they say it doesn't ring a bell, you now know this is probably not going to go anywhere. But if they say, no, that's the one we liked, and that's, so all of a sudden they're giving you buy indications, liking indications. If you don't ever follow up, you never know this stuff. So the reason I'm calling, and let's say that the buyer's name is Beth, you say, you know, Beth, the reason I'm calling is I wanted to invite you actually for a second showing. If you'd like to come back for that viewing, we try to make it where we're not home. We give buyers a half hour to an hour in the home themselves, because sometimes, you know, people aren't comfortable with the seller being there. If that would benefit you, would you be interested in that, a second showing? Now, right here, you're about to find out their level of interest in the home. If they say, well, we're kind of pulling back in the marketplace and we're rethinking things, that's just being polite that your house was a no. And now if they say, you know what, let me talk to my spouse, and I think we can probably do it this weekend. And now you've done your job here. You followed up with the buyer. You determined that there's still a level of interest. Don't try to close them. Don't try to see if they'll make an offer on the property. All we want is a second date, if you will. We want a second appointment with them to see the product that you are selling. And let them come back and let the house sell itself. Because people buy, you know, homes, certainly emotionally. They defend their decision logically, but emotionally, let them come back, let them open up cupboards, closets, and, you know, everything they want to do to investigate the property. Let them take their time. And so I really want to encourage you, get that second showing. Don't wait for them to make that appointment. There's some reason they might have not moved forward, and it might just be you haven't invited them to do that. So, all right. We'll cover some more on the next audio.